If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Oh yeah, very inspiring. Lee Greenwood, good choice. Hey, Gad. God bless the USA. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Malloy Show. I am Paul Malloy. And along with my buddy Big Gad Davis, we thank you for joining us. It is Friday, May the 24th. And Memorial Day weekend is coming up upon us. You know what? I'm going in and out a little bit there. I think we're back. Last time I was here, I had a big popping sound in my ears. On Wednesday, we lost power, lost our show. So we're back. We're delighted to be back and getting the air conditioning going, and then we'll be all set here. Anyway, we're going to be talking in a few minutes with Roger Friedman. He is the author of Erasing America, Broken Politics, Broken Country. And we're going to talk to him about the current course of America and how to put it back on the right track. So stay tuned for that in just a few minutes. And the Biden administration announced this week release of 1 million barrels of gasoline and also a $7.7 billion student debt handout in its desperate attempt to pander for November votes. We're going to talk about all of that. And have you been to McDonald's lately? I used to go on a regular basis. Not anymore. The price of fast food has soared under Joe Biden. We're going to take a look at how much it costs you these days if you want to go out and get a Big Mac or a Whopper or any of those kinds of places. So stay tuned for that. And in our ultimate top 10, we're going to try again with this one, the top 10 most popular male dog names last year, 2023. Stay tuned for that towards the end of the show. Freedom Works. We are sponsored by Andrew's Master Barbershop. Guys with the best haircut in Tampa Bay, and you want to look good for Memorial Weekend, get over to Andrew's Master Barbershop. Great haircut. Wonderful price. Best place I've ever been to for a haircut. Call first for your appointment, please. 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop, located in the Overcast Plaza in Dunedin. And Arborlife Tree Service. You need any kind of tree work done? You know, this is the time of year when you want to take a look at some of those trees with overhanging branches and getting into the power lines and everything else. Anyway, whether it's tree enhancement, tree removal, stump grinding, whatever, if it has to do with the tree, Arborlife is Tampa Bay's premier tree service. Call them for a free estimate, 727-330-1999. Ed, it's great to be back on the air. I guess somebody once said it's great to be anywhere, considering the alternative, but we're back. And I feel bad for you because you were running around on Wednesday after we lost our power, but we're back on. I guess you lost a little power earlier in the day today, too?
Yeah, our listeners have been calling, what's going on? What's going on? Well, if you live in the Clearwater area, especially around downtown, there's a massive amount of poles that are being switched out for newer poles and stuff like that, the electrical poles. And evidently, whoever's hooking them up hooked wire A to B and B to A or something like that.
Yeah.
So we were out for 4 hours on Wednesday and then about an hour yesterday.
Were you?
Yeah. So
I got a thing on my email at home when I turned on the computer this morning that said we had a power outage where I was. But yeah. Fortunately, I didn't notice anything. But, you know, they're all out there, all around Tampa Bay, working on those power poles and light poles and all of that kind of thing. So I guess
well, these are the new updated ones that are hurricane, not proof, but a lot better than the old ones.
So. I see. And they're not going to fall down on you in a hurricane. Well, all right. That sounds good. So, I don't know if you had a chance, Ed. I know you've been busy, but Trump was in the Bronx.
I turned on the
TV. Did you see that?
Turned on the TV last night, and I saw the rally, and I was going, well, whatever. And I thought, wait a minute. Let me watch this for a minute. And I wound up watching the entire rally. And then all the people that went up there, and the fact that AOC, Cortez, he has no business being down there.
I can't think of a better way to draw a crowd than to have AOC tell you not to show up.
Yeah, so, and she said it was going to rain, and it didn't rain.
No, he was in great form. I watched it. You know, and I know what you mean. You want to start watching, and then you think, you know, maybe I'll pull away and do something. But you get hooked.
But,
you know, he's very, he has a way of talking. You just want to keep listening to
him. He was on stage for an hour and a half. Moving around, going around back and forth, and yet there are people out there who say, well, he claimed he was talking about Hillary Clinton when he was talking about so-and-so, and he said Obama, and he shouldn't have said this, whatever, and trying to pull a Biden on him, saying, oh, he's losing it too. No, there's so, what a difference. I mean, Biden is on stage for 10 minutes and has how many gaffes?
Oh, it's
after the end? There's probably 10.
He had the head of Kenya with him you know, yesterday.
Yep.
Then he was going to take some questions. Of course, he had to read the name of the person that he was going to take the question from. And then when the person said he had more than one question, Biden said, no, you can only give me one question. Very awkward.
And to my understanding, he didn't hear the question, but he gave the answer because it was already written on the card?
Probably. It was very awkward. It's elder abuse, as far as I'm concerned. Anybody that watches this guy knows that he's not capable of being president, and he shouldn't be in the office. It's not good for us. It's not good for him.
We're so lucky that we're not in some sort of a really bad predicament right now. I mean, we're bad, but it could be a whole lot worse right now.
I'm sure you're right, but it seems like we're pretty much in a pickle anyway.
I know, but I'm talking about something
really bad,
detrimental to the security of the nation, other than the millions of people that are coming over the border that we have no idea
you're right
who they
about
are.
That. So there he was, Donald Trump in the Bronx, and he might have gotten close to 25,000 people when all was said and done. Trump rallied the crowd of what his campaign estimated to be 25,000 at Crotona Park. Do you know where that is?
By the way,
Crotona Park's in the Bronx somewhere. It looked like a pretty area, very green, you know, lots of green there.
Well, it's springtime, everything's green
until
you get to summer.
Well, it looked nice. They initially thought they had people they couldn't get in. Trump said, I'm here tonight to declare we're going to turn New York City around, we're going to turn it around very, very quickly. We're going to make New York bigger, better, and greater than ever before. He and P.T. Barnum have a lot in common. How he's going to do that, I don't know. But he makes people feel good. He's, you know, and he certainly wanted to give New York his attention. He praised the history of New York, lamented that it was now a city in decline. He said, "I've never seen it quite like this." Noting the violent crime taking place on the subways and, of course, the homeless encampments. He went on to rail against Biden, saying he wasn't, quote, getting the job done for the people in the Bronx. He said that he was grossly incompetent. He said, if a New Yorker can't save this city, no one can. Everybody cheered that one.
Yeah.
He kind of wanted to go back to his New York roots. He said, who said we're not going to win New York? Now, if he wins New York, I mean, it'll be such a one-sided event in this country. Yeah. Your head will spin. But anyway, there he was. And, you know, to see all those people there, and they were just as enthusiastic there as they are anywhere else. He did a good job. And, you know, I think he appreciates the people that were standing and waiting for him all those hours before he showed up. So he wants to get, like you said, he was talking for a good hour and a half. He has amazing energy. He really does. He has amazing energy. And he's very captivating. You've got to admit that he is. In the meantime, here's Joe Biden wanting to do things like releasing about 1 million barrels of gasoline. He wants to get involved again in student loans. We're going to talk about all of that a little bit later in the show. But right now, let's take our break. Let's take our break. When we come back, Roger Friedman will be here. He's going to talk to us about his current book, Erasing America, Broken Politics, Broken Country.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
You know, years ago, I used to go to one of those haircutting chains. I never got the same person twice, and the price was a moving target. I've been going to Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin now for over 8 years. I've never been disappointed, and I get a great price. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's not a chain. They've been cutting men's hair in Dunedin for close to 40 years. So give them a try, men. You won't be disappointed. Andrew's Master Barbershop on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back on a Friday, and we got power. I think the last time we were on the air, I was talking to our buddy Roger Friedman, and pop, and that was the end of it. Roger, welcome back. We apologize for what happened, but we got everything working again, I think. Lots of construction and energy work going on with light poles and the like around us these days, but thank you for coming back on. You are the author of a book called Erasing America, Broken Politics, Broken Country. You've done several books. Tell us a little bit about your latest book, Erasing America.
Okay. Paul, again, thank you for having me on.
Of course.
I hear that you are very powerful and you have telephone poles that you're lugging on your shoulders, replacing the old wooden ones. I want to be like you when I grow up.
I hope you can be like me. You'll have a wonderful life, a strange one, but you'll have a wonderful life.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm a retirement strategist. I've been an investment counselor for 40 years, but I was a political science major way back when I had a long hair and, you know, it was plenty of black hair, not gray hair like I have now. And I've been watching what's going on in America. I read the headlines. I am well informed. And more often than not, I would read a headline and I'd shout to my wife, "Honey, did you see this? Do you believe they're doing this?" And, you know, she'd see me getting angry, the veins popping out of my head, and she'd look at me and she'd say, "Write it down." So I kept writing it down because she knows I'm a writer.
Yeah.
And one thing led to another. I started sending a memo every Sunday to my friends and family, you know, about one page worth. Did you see this? Did you see Biden did this? Did you see Congress did that? And after a while, a lot of people were saying, "Hey, would you put me on your mailing list? And by the way, one page is not enough. Why don't you make it longer and tell us how you really feel?" That was the genesis for Erasing America. And I wrote the book to help people understand the magnitude of the current threat to our democracy. I want to enlighten people. I want to scare them. I want to anger them to get them the hell off the couch and to the polls in November to vote the Biden administration out of business.
Well, I'll tell you what, and you make a very good point here when you say that one thing is abundantly clear. 75% of independents, 54% of Democrats, and 95% of Republicans think we're going in the wrong direction. I don't know of anyone I've ever talked to recently that doesn't think there's something wrong. I mean, everybody realizes it, you know?
That's true. And if you just take, you know, the two things which I think are most important to the voters come November, number one is immigration. And if number one is not immigration in your mind, you've been sitting under a rock for the last several years. The other is safety, because crime is out of control. Let me talk to you a little bit about immigration. So there's something called the CIS, which is the Center for Immigration Studies. They have said that 59% of all the illegals coming in are going to be on some sort of federal welfare program. Think of that, Paul. Almost 60%. Now, the latest numbers that I've seen are 10 to 12 million illegals have come into the country. Have you seen those numbers?
I have.
Okay. So let's be conservative and say it's 10 million. 60% of 10 million is 6 million people. That's the entire population of Missouri, the entire population of Maryland being added to the welfare roll. That is Erasing America, because all the money that would be used to take care of our citizens are now being used to take care of illegals who committed a felony by coming into this country.
I think if there's ever been an issue that has made me scratch my head more than this illegal immigration philosophy, I would say, of Democrats, I can't remember what it would be. This is the strangest thing to think that Democrats believe that if you open up our borders and you allow people to just pour in, they will be so grateful that they came into our country that they will immediately plan on voting Democratic at the next election. But I can't, I cannot think of a legitimate reason why the Biden administration would intentionally allow our borders to be wide open like that. I do not know of other than that.
No, I hear what you're saying, and this is a strategy. This did not happen by happenstance. You know, in the first week of his presidency, he got rid of over 90 different executive orders that Trump put in place, among them Remain in Mexico. which was key to keeping people out of the country. And all they've done is put a red carpet into Arizona, Mexico, California, Texas, so on and so forth. And the results are horrible.
Do you think, and I'm going to ask you this only because you hear this all the time. Number one, you know, Donald Trump, it's going to be the alternative. To be honest, there's not going to be another alternative to Joe Biden. Exactly. But do you believe that Trump does not want Republicans to do anything about the border until November so that he has a better chance of being elected?
No. My sense is he has been literally yelling at the government, take action now. And they refuse. You know, KDP, I think her name is, she's the press secretary to Biden. She's saying, you know, we're not going to do any executive order. Okay, and it's like, well, the executive orders are what created this mess. You don't need an act of Congress to fix this. They are refusing to fix the border.
There's no question about it. I think that alone would cause Biden to lose his job in November, but there are other things. You touched on security, and you look at all of the major cities. You see the, I don't know what you would call it, gangs wandering into stores and tearing them apart.
I know.
Grabbing things and wandering out. I mean, it's like, are we in some third world country all of a sudden? What's going on?
You're exactly right. I will not go to Seattle. I will not go to Minneapolis. I will not go to Portland. I will not go to New York City. I will not go to Chicago. I am not giving them, you know, the opportunity to hurt me or my family, and I'm surely not giving them any of my money.
There you go. I mean, and overseas, we've got, as you well know, all of the trouble going on in the Mideast. We've got all the trouble going on currently in the Ukraine. It seems like the Biden administration has completely ungripped itself from the world. Completely ungripped itself, as in, we are not responsible, nor are we going to be that concerned, in reality, about doing anything. We're going to kind of allow all of this to occur. We've got like a hands-off philosophy. Do you get that feeling?
Yeah, I do, but at the same time, remember about a month ago, Congress voted the Ukraine about $61 billion, and it infuriated me when I saw all these senators and House members waving Ukrainian flags, you know, victory that we've done that. Meanwhile, they're giving a minor amount of money to Israel and no money to support the southern border.
I know, but even throwing money at the Ukraine, that war continues. There's nothing going on to stop it. There's no real attempt by our country to confront Putin, to threaten him in such a way that he decides it's not worth it to be going into Ukraine.
Biden has no backbone. He'll never do that.
Yeah. And so, it's to me, it's like a hands-off. Of course, we can talk about Biden just being, unfortunately, incompetent. I think
right,
he's both.
But none of this ever happened under Trump.
Because he's not incompetent. That's what the difference is. That Trump has, he went all over the world. Trump was everywhere. He was talking to everybody. Yeah. Trump maintained communication with Putin, with North Korea, with China. You name it, he was there. And he didn't waste any time getting over there. When was the last time Biden sat down with some world leader and really hashed it out with him, you know?
I think he sat down with the president of Kenya yesterday.
Yes,
sure.
And I've been very worried about what Kenya might do to us, so I'm delighted to see him.
You and me both. I bite my nails, and I have dreams at night. I wake up sweating.
Screaming.
You know, what is Kenya going to do to us?
Kenya, what are we doing? So Roger, you're currently you're an author. You've got something called Equal Opportunity Critic. Now, is that your email system? What exactly are you doing with all of that?
So I have a several times a month publication called the Equal Opportunity Times, where I opine and rant and talk and analyze what's going on in the headlines right now. So the Equal Opportunity Times is free. Anyone could sign up for it by going to my website, eocritic.com, which is short for Equal Opportunity Critic. So it's eocritic.com, and I will gladly add anyone to the list. They could go off at any time, no harm, no foul. But everyone says it's very, very interesting. It makes them laugh, makes them cry, and makes them angry when they realize they should have seen something in the news and they didn't see it.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you on, Roger. I want to put you into our stable of regulars and have you on a regular basis when things
warrant it. I would be happy to, Paul. I enjoyed the conversation.
Well, it's been our pleasure. And again, it's eocritic.com to talk or to find out the thoughts, the patriotic thoughts of Roger Friedman. Thank you so much, Roger.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
And the same to you.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Roger. Roger Friedman. All right, the Equal Opportunity Critic. We're going to take our break. And when we come back, as we spoke about, have you been to McDonald's recently to get just a Big Mac, fries, and let's say a Coke? You know what the cost of that is? We're going to tell you, because prices have really soared under our buddy Joe Biden.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, you probably know my all-time favorite haircutter is Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. But let me tell you why. Andrew Ceresi has been cutting hair for over 50 years. His family-run shop has been in Dunedin for close to 40 years, and his two great associates, Candy and Christine, total 55 years of haircutting experience. That's why I guarantee a great haircut at Andrew's Master Barbershop. It's located on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, men. 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Freedom Works, going into the Memorial Day weekend. Lots of people are going to be out on the road, going to be taking trips all over the place. Drive carefully, of course. Delighted to have both of the Ceresis with us. Angelo, our eye in the northern sky, and Andrew, the master barber, down here in Florida. Let me start with you, Angelo. Did you watch Brother Trump and his rally in the Bronx yesterday?
Yes, I was watching some of it there and everything, and our wonderful governor said that she called the people that follow Donald Trump in New York clowns. Oh. She called us New Yorkers clowns.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's real bright.
What a wonderful governor we have, huh?
Yes. She AOC was a little upset that that Donald wandered into New York as well with a rally. I think she was urging people not to attend it. That really backfired. They had, what, about 25,000 people there?
Close to it. I guess people couldn't even get in afterwards, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, what right does she have to say that, you know? What an idiot. I mean, who votes for these idiots?
Well, apparently a handful of people do, especially in those districts. Andrew, knowing you, I'll bet you watched every moment of that Bronx rally with Donald Trump.
How can you not watch the guy? He's the most entertaining thing on television today.
We were saying that earlier. He's, you know, you get roped in listening to him.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's because everything he's talking about, it makes sense.
Do you?
Everything.
Let me ask you guys, and be realistic. Let me start with Angelo. Angelo, is there any chance Donald Trump could win the state of New York?
Well, you know, everybody I've talked, well, especially up here, he's got upstate New York. It's down in those boroughs, you know, where he was yesterday and everything. If he wins that, he's got it, you know?
Oh, there's no question. If he gets the boroughs of New York City, you mean? Of course.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, he's right on message. You know, the crime, the filthiness that's going on in New York City, you know, the garbage all over the place, the homeless people just wrecking the area there. You know, he's got them in their pocket. The prices, like you said, everything's expensive. You know, the governor we got is an idiot, and the New York mayor that they got is an idiot. You know, and he's right on. As long as he stays on that message, he's got New York.
He absolutely strikes a nerve. What do you think, Andrew? Is there any chance he can win the Empire State?
Well, you know, Paul, in the Bronx, they haven't voted GOP in 100 years.
That's right.
Okay, so
that's right.
If he does this, he can make history. And you know what? He's got the people turning out. And, you know, once the people turn out and hear him, they're going to start talking to other people. And I think it could be a domino effect, and I think he might do it. And if he does it, let's face the facts, he's going to make history again.
Yeah. He vowed, if elected, this is what he said in his rally. He vowed, if elected, to work with Kathy Hochul, the governor, and Eric Adams, New York City mayor, to fix the city and the state, including renovating the subway system, cleaning up the parks, and removing the homeless and the mentally ill from the streets. Now, with all due respect, when he was saying that, I was thinking, well, that in a way is pandering because he's president and he's not going to take, you know, time as president to focus in on one particular city to try to get rid of these problems. Not that he can wave a magic wand, get rid of them anyway, but is that just, in your opinion, Andrew, he's just trying to get a few extra votes out of New York?
Well, first of all, I hope he gets it. Now, if he gets rid of the mentally ill in New York City, there could be no people there. That's one thing they got to worry about. They'll all be gone, so there'll be room there. He's got to win, Paul.
Yeah.
Because let's face the facts. He doesn't win. We're in deep, deep doo-doo.
Well,
and you know what? I want to know how in the hell he gets this tuition thing through. The Supreme Court says, no, you cannot do it.
That's
how does
right.
he do it?
That's right. In fact, I got a story on that here. Let me pull it here. Because they're pandering, first of all. Biden administration announced another massive round of student debt handouts with a $7.7 billion, that's with a B, billion-dollar handout to more than 160,000 college borrowers. Now, that's going to be shot down just like the other attempt was by the Supreme Court. But Biden said, from day one of my administration, I promised to fight to ensure higher education is a ticket to the middle class, not a barrier to opportunity. I will never stop working to cancel student debt, no matter how many times Republicans try to stop us. Well, the legal system's going to stop you because you can't do it. You have no authority. That common sense tells you that the executive department executes the law. It doesn't form or shape or create the law. And that's what he's doing. I've decided to then cancel my damn mortgage.
Well, you know, the thing is,
cancel my car payment.
The people do
cancel, hey, cancel my alimony, will you please?
Everybody vote for that one.
How about this? Is that the American people, they believe him, right? They don't know how our country works. They have no idea what the Congress is responsible for, what the executive branch is responsible for, or the judicial branch is responsible for. They don't teach that in the schools anymore.
It's scary.
It is very, very scary. And if people knew and were informed about what he can and what he can't do, he wouldn't be able to buy their votes. Really. He would not be able to buy their votes, and that's exactly what he's trying to do.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about if I can find that story, in Washington, D.C., you can be a non-citizen and vote in local elections there. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
how scary is that? That we're allowing people, we don't even know who they are, to go in and vote?
Paul, listen to this one. Thursday night, I'm watching the 10 o'clock news. Now, St. Petersburg, Florida, this weekend is hosting the Gay Pride Parade. Okay?
Yeah, are
it's
you on...
It's kickoff for Gay Pride Month.
Are you on now, one of the floats?
I'm on the big float. You got no idea.
It's a Grand Marshal.
Anyway.
Grand Marshal.
Now, listen to this.
Okay, we're kidding.
On the 10 o'clock news Thursday night, they said that they need to be very careful at this Gay Pride event because they're expecting terrorist attacks. But there's going to be an abundance of police there, you know, so don't let this deter you from going. They announced it one time on the 10 o'clock news, and that was it. You never heard any more about it. I tried to listen yesterday, and I'm saying to myself, this is all Biden is doing of letting all these illegals in. They don't know who they are. I don't care how much extra police they got there. If there's a terrorist with a bomb, he's running through the crowd. You know, he's going to die anyway. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So why did they take it off the news? That one night, it's Thursday night, the 10 o'clock news on 13, they had it on. And that's all you heard about it. But what really gets me is that the gay people all voted Democrat, and look at the monster they created upon their own doing and their own festivities they're going to have.
Yeah, you know, these days, it's you don't even want to go to a large event. I hate to say that.
Well, let alone that
we are so we're so worried about what could. You know, we had of course, Andrew, you were part of my getting Roger Friedman on. We were talking with Roger Friedman earlier in the show, and he won't go to any of the major city events. He won't even go to the major cities. He's worried about the security and you know what's going on in our cities. And you go to these large rallies. You're going to be looking over your shoulder these days because you just don't know.
How is it that the people allow, in Washington, D.C., allow non-citizens to vote in their daily affairs?
Yeah. Listen to this. The House of Representatives advanced a bill yesterday to repeal the law in D.C. that allows non-citizens to vote. 52 Democrats joined Republicans on the bill, with 143 Democrats voting against it. In other words, wanting illegals to continue to vote.
Well, this is what they want.
That's
scary. They want non-citizens to vote because they think they're going to vote Democrat, like you said.
Yeah. So the bill to stop the illegal voting did pass, 262 to 143. All 143 against the bill were Democrats. It's not going to work in the Senate, most likely. The Senate is going to somehow stop it. But it's going to force the Senate to stand up and say, hey, I'm all for illegal voting in D.C.
We should publish those names.
Publish
the names of those Democrats that voted against the American people to have the right to vote. That's what they should do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Publish their names and say, hey, America, these are the people... Our elected representatives want these illegal people to vote. These are your Democratic lawmakers, right?
Mm-hmm.
These are the people that are turning this country into the abyss that of what it really is.
Yeah. Here's another story that might be of interest to you, Angelo, in New York. The controversial Equal Rights Amendment, which was on the ballot for November, has been tossed.
Right.
By the judge on procedural grounds. The ruling is a victory for Republicans and conservatives and opponents who say it was written too broadly and could trample parents' rights when it came to decisions like kids receiving gender-affirming procedures. So that's possibly good news.
Yeah, but you see, our governor will go behind the lines and set up an executive order, just like she did with the mail-in voting. It was turned down in the 2022 election, and it was voted down, and then she went around and signed an executive order to have mail-in voting.
Do you have mail-in voting for November?
Yeah, it's going to be, they're going to do it here.
Oh, boy.
They got early voting, too, really early voting.
Yeah, I don't like any of that. I just don't.
None of it. But, you know, this is the Democratic thing. They started this thing during the pandemic. They got it through. This is how they get their votes. Because normally, the Democrats, they don't go out and vote. You know what I'm saying? You know, the only ones that vote are the dead ones, you know?
If we would get back to the same-day voting, I do agree with you. I think it would be a big plus for Republicans. They are more interested in finding the time to get out to the precincts and voting.
Right, right. But, I mean, it should always, you know, if you have to, like years ago, it used to be a holiday. I mean, you know, we used to get they used to give people the day off, right, for voting. They should do that now, Kev. Same-day voting, but make it a national holiday, and people go out and vote.
I think it should be on a Saturday.
Well, you could do that on a Saturday.
Well, this way nobody loses work.
Right.
Well,
I mean, there's all kinds of things. Although, let's be honest, you know, because normally it's like a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing that for how long in this country? Nothing was wrong. Everything worked. Our country was running. It was fine-tuned. It was running great. And all of a sudden, we start changing everything.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden...
Don't fix it if it's not broken.
All of a sudden, I mean, because in years past, if you stayed up till like 2 a.m., you had a winner. Now, this last election that we had, what was it, two weeks? Some of them did not get their stuff done? 2 weeks?
Yep. Oh, remember Arizona?
Arizona is what
I'm talking
about.
Arizona went on forever.
It
went on that Maricopa
Pennsylvania
County.
Had a problem, too.
Pennsylvania also.
How about the hanging chads in the 2000 election in Florida, right?
Yep.
And, you know, the other day, was it this past week, we had to vote for the school board budget and the school board candidates. You had to show ID. They had your address on the ID to show that you lived in that address.
Why is it when I go to vote, they ask for my ID? Can I refuse?
You couldn't refuse. No, you had to show ID.
I'm saying today. If I go today and they ask for my ID, can I refuse and just go vote?
I hope not. I hope not. I hope that... I think we need to show, just like with anything else, are you a citizen or do you really live here?
I mean, for crying out loud.
That was what everything worked.
In 2020 with COVID, we had to have a card in our wallet that says we were vaccinated to eat in a restaurant.
Yeah.
So you're telling me if that happened today, that we, if we didn't have a card, we couldn't go in, but if you didn't speak English, go ahead.
I asked the guy, I says, how come you can show ID over here with our address, but yet you can't show ID, you don't have to show ID during a presidential election? And I said it real loud enough so that the people there in line can hear.
Hey, I want to get on one other thing before I let you guys go. Nikki Haley says she's going to vote for Donald Trump. Now, is that going to help Donald Trump with some of these people that were behind Nikki Haley? Will. What do you think, Andrew?
It should. No question about it. Listen. These people know, whether they were for Haley, for Ron DeSantis, whatever, the fact is they all have to vote for Donald Trump. The people spoke. This is the way it is. They need to get out there. They need to get the vote. And they're going to have to vote for Trump. Otherwise, we got another 4 years of turmoil.
Oh, God forbid.
And now another thing, when you guys are talking about voting, you got to realize when they have the mail-in voting that they have to start a month ahead of time because it's not easy doing ballot harvesting. It takes time to go. It takes time to go into these nursing homes, you know, and get the ballots from these people and fill them out. So they need the time to do that.
Plus,
you know?
Got to go to the hardware store and buy the wheelbarrow so you can roll them down the street as you're going by and throw all of the ballots into it.
By the way, the madness does not stop in New York. I don't know if you've seen the latest, but our good friend Letitia James.
Where are you going?
She is now suing the big beef industry, JBS, because they're lying about their net zero, that they're going carbon emissions that they're going to be. She says they're lying, and she's suing them because they're lying about all the gas, that the methane gas that the cows are passing.
She's the only one that wants to produce methane gas
what
in
about,
the state.
What about all the methane gas Letitia James is passing?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, could you imagine? My God, don't go near her with a match.
All right, guys. Hey, listen, have a wonderful, and a salute, of course, to guys like you, Angelo, that served.
Oh, thank you.
Memorial weekend. I know you're going to be treating it the way it should be treated, with the respect for all those that gave their lives to make our country free. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely.
You guys got it. Have a good weekend.
Honor flight coming in from this coming Sunday also. That the GIs, veterans and everything are flying into Washington and then coming back.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Have a good holiday.
All right. Same to you, buddy. All right.
Bye-bye.
There we go.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's take our final break. When we come back, the top 10 most popular male dog names.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Arborlife Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA-certified, and veteran-owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arborlife Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arborlife Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
You know, years ago, I used to go to one of those haircutting chains. I never got the same person twice, and the price was a moving target. I've been going to Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin now for over 8 years. I've never been disappointed, and I get a great price. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's not a chain. They've been cutting men's hair in Dunedin for close to 40 years. So give them a try, men. You won't be disappointed. Andrew's Master Barbershop on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Back. Final segment of Freedom Works. By the way, we're here Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Great Tantalk Radio Network. If you cannot listen live, Big Ed puts all our shows on podcast. All you got to do is go to our website, OurFreedomWorks.com, O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com. Click on that podcast button, and there you go. I promised we would talk about this cost of a Big Mac these days, Ed. Fast food is beloved in America because it's had been up until recently cheap and convenient. But the recent inflation report for April showed that since Biden took office, the cost of eating out at restaurants is up nearly 22%. But fast food has been hit particularly hard, prices dramatically going up. A Big Mac, listen to this. A Big Mac used to cost, in 2019, you know what a Big Mac cost you? It cost you $3.99. Uh-huh. Okay, $4. Today, you know what it's costing for a Big Mac?
Right around $5.
$8.29. That's the average price.
Well,
$8.29 for a Big Mac?
You know who our friend Biden's going to blame this one on, and that would be McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, he's going to blame the corporations.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Gone, too, are the days of the $5 footlong at Subway. A BLT footlong used to cost $5.50 in 2019. It now costs $8.49.
Remember the days you pull up to the menu?
$8.49.
Pull up to the menu board of some of those fast food places, and you'd see the dollar menu?
Yeah.
Now it's the $5 menu.
Exactly right. Look at all of this. Chipotle's, their beloved chicken burrito, it used to cost $6.50.
Yeah.
$10.70 now. $10.70.
That's about right.
That's scary.
It's only going to get worse.
All right, Ed, anything before we go to Our top 10 anything sports you want to talk about?
Or? Oh, yeah, our lovely Rays.
Oh.
Remember they went to Boston and swept the Red Sox?
Right.
Oh, the Red Sox came in down and swept them.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Turnabout is fair play.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
See you next year, Rays.
Okay.
When does football season start anyway?
I know. I'm beginning to want to see it. All right. The top 10 male dog names. This comes from Rover.com, appropriately.
Of course.
Yeah. And these are in 2023, they have compiled the most popular names for dogs. I want to see, Ed, I know you're a dog lover.
Is Brooks on there?
We're going to find out. Here we go. Number 10, Duke.
Oh, yeah, you got to have a Duke.
Hey, Duke.
That's a big dog.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's a big dog.
I don't want to see any stinking Pomeranian show up when
Hello,
you call
Dickie.
Duke. Number 9, Leo.
Leo.
Yeah. Mm, have you heard any dog called Leo? You think of a lion, don't you? Number 8, hey, it's another animal, Bear. I have heard of Bear.
It's another big dog name.
Yeah, it's a big dog name, right.
It's like a Great Dane name.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Did Lola ever call any of her dogs Bear?
Lola, our
station owner.
No, they were very unique on the names.
She's got some very unique names, and she loves big dogs. Okay, number 7. Rocky.
Another big dog name.
Rocky is, you know, that's the kind of dog you want if you need protection.
And Rocky,
where's Rocky?
Now, Rocky had a dog. Remember the dog, Butkus?
Yes.
He said, yo, Butkus!
I loved it.
Yeah.
Hey, Butkus. Number 6, Teddy.
That's a little dog's name.
That sounds like a little dog's
name. Little Teddy.
Little Teddy.
Teddy nips you.
Where's Teddy? Teddy! Yeah.
He's crawled up in that little soup can right there.
Number 5, Buddy. I knew a woman that had a dog she just loved named Buddy. Buddy Bear, she called him.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy. Number 4, Milo.
Milo?
Yeah, have you ever heard that one?
That's kind of, I think that's a cat's name.
I like it. Milo. Either one, dog or a cat. Where's Milo? Milo! Number 3. Cooper. Cooper. I guess that's okay.
Cooper?
Yeah, do you like it?
No.
No, okay. Number 2. I actually had an animal named this Max. Max. You like Max? It's an easy one.
Yeah.
I know. So. All right, Ed. What do you think is the number one most popular male dog name in 2023?
I have no idea.
I would not have guessed this.
Oh, boy.
But now that I think about it, I can see why it would have been. It is Charlie.
Charlie?
Yeah. Charlie.
Where's Max?
Max was second. Max was second.
Hey, Max, yeah.
Yeah, Max is a good name, too.
I got...
I knew a woman that had a dog, and I'm not kidding. She had a little dog. I think it was like a dachshund, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, the name of the dog was Dammit. And it would run out of her house all the time. And honest to God. Here, Dammit! I'm in it. She would, Dammit! Where are you?
That lady's swearing again!
Goodness.
I've got Brooks and Dudley.
Oh, yeah, those are good. I like Dudley. And Brooks, too. We are going to take Memorial Monday off, folks. And we will be back on Wednesday. Celebrate and remember those who gave their lives for our country on Memorial Day Monday. In the meantime, remember, freedom works.